News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. And you're listening to News Talk Tonight. I'm in for Jim Richards. Jim will be back on Monday, rested, raring to go, and just, you know, ready to fill your ears with his syrupy vocalese. Until then, I'll be here sitting in the big chair. And I don't know if you have been paying attention to this. There's been a lot of pop culture news in the news these days, and a lot of lists, many, many lists. Now, I don't always love a list. I make them up occasionally at the end of the year for my other job as a film critic. I'll put it on my website, richardkrause.ca, or it goes up on ctvnews.ca as well, for the best movies of the year. But I put them in alphabetical order because I don't love the idea of rating them from best to worst. Art is subjective, so what are you going to do? I don't want to do that. So instead of that, I do it alphabetically. Now, Rolling Stone magazine isn't quite as pleasant about the whole situation as I am. They want to rate people. They want to assign a number to you, and they've done so with the 200 best singers of all time list. From Sinatra to R&B to salsa to alt-rock. This just came out a couple of days ago on January 1st, and there's been hell to pay. Now, there's a lot of fans that are upset that their particular favorite singer isn't listed high enough, whatever. But then there's a lot of people that are very upset that Celine Dion isn't on the list at all. Now, before we bring out Eric Alper, all-round nice guy, music expert, music publicist, and music commentator, I want to play just a little bit of audio, and Eric, I think, can probably hear this. I want him to comment on this. They always say, someone's such a great singer, they can literally they can sing the phone book. Well, this is Celine Dion singing a French phone book.
Des chauffeurs d'autobus, opérateurs de métro, et employés de service connect au transport 527-41-61. And I wish you joy and happiness.
If for no other reason then Celine Dion once sang the phone book, she should be on the Rolling Stone top 200 list. Let's bring Eric Alper in to discuss. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know when you're going to play that Celine Dion stuff. That was me.
Well, now you have a future as a Celine Dion impersonator.
Exactly. Isn't it funny that you brought up that point that you do lists all the time, but you know, you have concerns with, you know, dealing with the rest of the industry on a daily basis. So you put them in alphabetical order. That is why you and I both get about, you know, 200 hits a day in relation to Rolling Stone that probably had the biggest story in their history.
Yep.
I think, you know, they must be generating 20, 25 million views. This story is going worldwide. It's not just because Celine Dion is not on the list and, you know, boo to them, but it's because that they've opened it up internationally. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of K-poppers on there.
Yeah.
There is Celia Cruz is on here, the salsa queen.
Yeah, Fela Kuti's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, and each one of those kind of homegrown countries are celebrating where they are. But leaving Celine Dion, No. You don't disrespect an entire country like that.
No, you do not. Now, they are saying, well, she's got perfect pitch and massive pipes and bottomless range, but that's not really what we're looking for here. We're looking for the artist that really moved us, implying that perhaps Celine doesn't have the kind of vocal impact emotionally that somebody like, I don't know, like polystyrene is on this yeah. list, who I loved when I was 15 years old. Now, is she a great singer? Probably not. But man, I felt every word that she sang. And that, I think, is what they were really looking for here.
Yeah, that's why they put Bob Dylan at number 15, and rightfully so, you know. And in their intro to Ozzy Osbourne, they say he's not a good singer, he's a great singer for what they need, for what Ozzy needs himself to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that artists like Britney Spears and Madonna and Michael Jackson are ranked kind of pretty low on this list, but Ariana Grande and Rihanna are ranked very, very high, when without Britney, Madonna and Michael, those two don't even have a door to walk into. So I can kind of see their point, but going back to Celine Dion, Rolling Stone magazine has never liked her. In fact, if you go through her record reviews, she's never generated more than 2 stars out of the 5 of any of her albums. In fact, she's part of this era of Michael Bolton and Kenny G, people who just sold tens of millions of albums but got no respect from the primarily white male rocker music critic who, you know, loves Bob Dylan. But, you know, you go through that top 10 list, it's pretty good, except for the fact that, you know, there's really 3 admissions that you know, right out of the bat, there's no Pink, no Tony Bennett, and for my home, my personal home, no Phil Collins. Yeah. And I thought those were 3. But, you know, look, their job is to stay relevant, to get the clicks. This is exactly what they did. And you know what? We're all into it right now.
I know. It has generated so much conversation. I was a little surprised by that. But, you know, I was pleased to see a number of people who I would say weren't great singers, but were so influential, like Debbie Harry on the list. She comes in at number 168. And for me, as I was probably, I don't know, 14, you know, when Picture This came out. And she was just the coolest sort of embodiment of what, like, a girl in a rock and roll band was. And I just think that you know, by paying tribute to that, they've almost made up for their lack of Celine.
Yeah, and it's interesting when a magazine like Rolling Stone that comes with a great deal of history, I mean, we're talking about, you know, close to 60 years now of that magazine. It's interesting to take a look at the past list and realize just how much they've kind of grown up a little bit. You know, the last time that they did this, it was full of classic rock and rollers. Right. You know, Kansas was on the list, Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald and stuff. And, you know, when you have Joni Mitchell at number 50, Neil Young at 133, Leonard Cohen at 103, those are artists that have kind of moved up a lot. So it's interesting to see which artists have kind of gone up and gone down. John Lennon, for instance, John Lennon is number 12. Paul McCartney is number 26. That's kind of, you know, I would kind of switch them a little bit. But back when this list was maybe about 8 or 9 years ago, John and Paul were in the top 10. Yeah. So it's interesting to see who's kind of falling out of favor a little bit and who Rolling Stone magazine thinks has the power and the influence. You know, Amy Winehouse rates really, really high. Marvin Gaye, Prince, Johnny Cash. Yep. In the last 10 or 12 years, those artists have kind of gone through the roof when it comes to the new artists coming up.
I was also happy to see Wanda Jackson on this list. She comes in at 149. And I would guess, and I didn't do the homework on this, but I would guess she wasn't there before. But she was like one of the queens of rockabilly. And, you know, someone who maybe not a lot of people knew her name, but if you have access to any Wanda Jackson movie music, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, and part of that is with the help of somebody like Jack White from the White Stripes,
that's right,
bringing her to the forefront. He did that with Loretta Lynn, who is you know, kind of touched by the hand of Jack White, you know, to a certain extent. But I think that's why I think Freddie Mercury rates so high at number 14 is maybe 15, 20 years ago, he's not that high up on the list. But thanks to the biopic, thanks to classic rock, thanks to music streaming services, it enables artists to never be forgotten, you know, and never sold out at the local record store. Little Richard at number 11 is interesting, too. It's fascinating that the entire top 10 list, I think probably except for maybe Beyonce and Mariah Carey, 8 of the 10 have come from gospel, have come from the southern U.S. Aretha, Whitney, Sam Cooke, Billie Holiday, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, and Otis Redding and Al Green. Shows you where Rolling Stone's hearts truly lie, is like you can't mess with gospel and R&B, beginning the you know, the boundaries and the seeds of what rock and roll is. So good on them for like never kind of forgetting about that.
I'm going to throw out something here, moving back to Celine. I'm not a big Christina Aguilera fan. And for me, it's all chops and no soul, you know? And I kind of think that her music is, in a way, sort of interchangeable with Celine Dion in terms of the vocalese that she has and her ability to do these long runs and really hit high notes and that kind of stuff. Why is she there and Celine isn't?
I think that Rolling Stone is admitting to themselves that there's a lot of performers right now from Dua Lipa, Olivia Rodrigo, who probably had a Christina Aguilera record in their collection growing up. And their mom might have had the Celine Dion record.
Yeah.
So I think it's always, you know, a little bit of that power and that influence where you end up with, you know, somebody like, you know, a Kurt Cobain being on the list or Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder being on the list, but no Lane Staley. Alice in Chains.
Right.
And if you ask any of those bands, anybody in Nirvana and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains singer was the best one out of all of it. So sometimes you have to stick around long enough in order to have that. And Christina is kind of, you know, she's kind of disappeared off of the radar. She's done a couple of Vegas shows and so forth. But I think during that time period where she was breaking it big, there was probably nobody, there was nobody better, I think, in terms of white soul singers and R&B singers and pop singers on the planet.
Eric, thanks so much. We're out of time. But thank you for making me understand this list.
Next time, you know what? We got to ditch the alphabetical order, man. We got to do that number one. Thanks for having me.
I want to cause some trouble. Thanks, Eric. That was Eric Alper, music expert, all-around nice guy, and music publicist on the Rolling Stone Top 200 Best Singers of All Time list. When we come back, we're going to talk about another list. It's the end of the year. That's all. Well, it's the beginning of a new year. These lists came out at the end of the year last year. Banished Words. Stay with me.